Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and this is the hour of the Thursday night live open mic hosted by myself, Miss Poetic Energy, and Mr. Stevie G. All righty, and my co-host called to say that he may or may not be able to work because he got, you know, work is keeping him, and you know, I certainly do understand that. You know, you got to take care of business first. Because we're doing this all in the name of love and for the purpose of great entertainment. Well, I am going to get the show going right here and right now. I am going to start off with my I'm kind of long-winded, but I'm going to do a piece for my Synchronized Ink Anthology of Poetry that was compiled by myself as the Michael Michelle Publishing owner and the contributing author. So I have a few poems in here, and I'm just going to start off with reading one of those to you, if you guys don't mind. And let's get the show started this evening. This is one of those nights that I really, really appreciate when the poets just come through and share in their voices and in their passion for poetry. All right, I am going to read my poem entitled Until a True Love Meets Me in a Sacred Place. All right, brush yourself because it's rather lengthy, but, you know, it gets the point across. The universe keeps arresting me, trying to confine me and hold me under lock and key, charging me with 5 counts of armed robbery. She is the judge and the jury. She says she keep breaking and entering into the hearts of men again and again and again and again and again. Now you are 5-time felon of robbing the love from the deepest part of a soul's heart, then escaping until you become a vapor in the wind not to be found again. Truth is, you should have done time after love met you for the 3rd time at Cupid's arrow's end. Now that you have been captured again, solitary confinement is your new best friend. You will retreat there to search your own heart deep within. So I'm sentencing you to love 30 to life until you understand that love keeps coming repeatedly because he wants to make you his wife. 5-time felon in the connoisseur of love, skilled at jaywalking in the lover's lane, bestilling the hearts of those seeking to discover the deepest core within. But when the storm rages and the rainbow appears, I look not for the pot of gold moving forward to the rainbow's end. Instead, I about face to seek to find a new direction and love in another unconfined place, hoping to evade the journey until death do us part vow, or till I figure out if I want to be bound by the married life at all. It is a mystery 5 brothers wanted to make a vow to me, all in the name of love. Wanted me to change my last name so our souls would unite and become one and the same. This is insane. Most women in their lifetime have managed to be overlooked by 1 proposal. They are available and urgently waiting to be chosen. They are at love's disposal. So why is it that love continues to chase me? I wanted thy love. I've been hiding from love in the darkness of my own mystery. I have become a fugitive in my own existence. I have evaded love for nearly a lifelong sentence. Not because I do not want to be found by love or committed to love. I only seek for love that is preserved in truth. So I'm much of an activist fighting and standing up for my authentic love. I am a forensic scientist breaking down the DNA to get to the truth of love. I have a heart that is filled and oozing with love, waiting to share my love, but my heart knows that I yearn for only sacred love. And I can only share an immeasurable amount of love with my one and only true love. I desire my heart to be interlocked with the heart of a man that loves to the fullest as I know I can. I want to be free to love with no inhibitions. I want to become vulnerable with love, assured that love will protect my feelings. I desire to be spiritually connected and interface with a loving grace that traces the heart of my infinite mate, not expecting perfection because perfection would only mean that love will cease to grow and remain stagnant in one position. Like the exes in my life, they wanted me as their wife. Our union ended in a stagnant position. I accepted their proposal because love convicted me, and the love in me did not want to hurt them. They treated me nice and kind. They brought me material things. Some of them even wined and dined me all the time. But they never paid attention to the signs. My heart knew before we got started that one day soon the relationship would meet its demise. Because love to them was built on the foundation of how much and how wide. They could put wild in my eyes with a glimmer and glitz with yet another sparkling gift as my prize. So I lived in the moment and took the ride. They never looked past my exterior. They never explored the deepest core of my pumping interior, my heart. They treated me as a majority and not as someone special. The majority of women's quest is to be chosen and wowed by the biggest diamond ring. I, on the other hand, never lived for the moment of hearing, "Will you marry me?" The strangest thing, it was the very thing which had me running for the border. Sure, make no mistakes, my exes, they treated me nice and kind. They bought me material things. Some of them even wined and dined me all the time. That was the problem. They never separated the contents of my heart from just any other woman's heart. They did not pay attention to the contents of my heart. In any direction, all I ever wanted and all I ever needed was a love so real that I could cherish moments in time to share and relish, not material things that will soon be tucked away, perhaps forgotten and destined to perish. Do not get me wrong, the expression of giving to someone you love should not be stricken from the expression of love, and it's giving. It is just giving material things lacks meaning when there is only a replica of love present. Gift wrapped and adorned with bowls streaming and dangling hopelessly without real significance. The universe has sentenced me to love 30 to life. She said that I was to retreat to solitary confinement until I understand that love keeps coming for me because he wants to make me his wife. As I sigh, I digress. I confess to the universe that all along I have wanted to be captured and bound by love, but only authentic love. You see, I've known what true love looks like at all this time, but never could admit how it once made me feel. True love first made me feel beautiful. True love looked past my exterior and the homely frock. True love penetrated my spirit and explored my interior. True love knows how to love me in three ways: agape, eros, and philos. True love is my best friend. Our love runs through dimensions deep. Our sacred number is three. Peace, love, and harmony is what we both seek. Now that my eyes see the light, I welcome true love to meet me in a sacred place, urging him to speak to the universe on the behalf of me, appealing for two hearts to be merged into one, not seeking a reduced sentence but for a change in sentence from loving 30 to life and committing me and sentencing me to true love from now and into the afterlife. So true love and sacred love can unite as husband and wife. So now I shall wait until love meets me in a sacred place. and that's my peace. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is the hour of the Thursday night live open mic with none other than Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G, which he may not make it tonight, but that's all right. He's always here on time. But you know what we got to do, what we got to do when work holds us. So we're going to keep the show going. And you know how we do on this hour. We mix it up a little bit with the music, spoken word, and then, you know, we have the poets come in and render pieces. But, you know, we're going to keep it all good up in here and keep the night going. And we're going to have a piece that I am going to share with you by the poet by the name of Honest Abe, A Black Sunrise. Take a listen in, Detroit, and all our global listeners.
Shocks of pain have become your tear shocks, and a glass to drink away the sorrow inside. Confiding in me might have been one of the best moves you made, cause it allowed me to comprise this poem, making your ejaculated suffering fade away. You deserve to feel like a beacon of light that he can't help but see on a daily basis. A black sunrise whose face can't be denied. More than a Salisbury steak that's only taken out the freezer at dinner time. In place and blame, to feed the flame is the last thing I want to do. But I'm sure you're thinking something like, put down that glass of shut up juice and speak to your woman. Put out that stick of weed so your blind mind can see how unpleased your woman is. I'm not trying to hate on your man. He should know better to ignore his number one fan. Abe wants you to know that you are a treasure that can't be buried in the chest of solitude. Your pain and suffering shouldn't have to be balled up in a silent chamber, and the agony in your soul and eyes shouldn't equal the thickness in your hips and your thighs. Though these issues you got with your man make the quality time shaky, my words can be the peace to your mind's sake psyche, as the bed quaking, mind shaking, lovemaking seems to have died down now. You've told me he loves you, and I've been trying to take your word for it without a doubt. The notion he don't like you, I failed to see the truth in. And now I find out you're carrying his child. Unplanned, like a clog in a drain or a bullet to the brain, it was holding on to it like an old man with a cane. But the days go by, and now tell me it's gone. See, I know the sudden loss your miscarried child makes this liquid frustration, bloody tears exposing fears that need comforting. And I hear all the time, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's why it's hard for me to fathom you being shook as if you were common cold, thinking, how can he be so bold with you? Still, your feelings were insignificant slaves sold to white masters. And he too may be hurting from this too common travesty of nature, but needs to open his eyes and see the bigger picture of the situation. And you struggle to regain conscious hindsight to equal the sum of this fractured relationship, the arguments that made you a little numb. And to tell the truth, I'm starting to get a bad contact high off the sticky, icky tree smoking stress coming at you. Your life right now shouldn't be a chain that'll lace with pain, whether cloudless skies reflecting your beautiful black sunrise. And testifying to me and the gods above, may have you mess around and recapture the good love that's slipping out your fingers, so there is hope for the future. Always remember your time on this earth is precious. The infectious viruses contaminating these still waters must be treated in order for the sacred essence to be revitalized. And you don't take shit, you make shit. So defertilize the unsanitary weeds, put it in your soil. I'm here to help and keep the winter chills hitting you on counter feel so cold. The shine you embody can still circulate again and end the blood clots living in the place above you belong. Be strong and hold on to climb the face ladder I put in your sights. Ignore lighting that stick of dynamite on faithful deception. This TV's on the right channel, but with bad reception.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Honest A. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. All right. Can you guys hear me? I hope you guys can still hear me. Okay, it appears something is going on with the switchboard. All right, I think we're back. All right, well, that was a little fluke or something here. But we're going to keep the show going here. We'd like to shout out to everybody in the chat room, FaZe Poetry, Gemini 619, Shanice Marie, MMP 123, all of you guys on the switchboard hanging out with us tonight. Make sure you raise your hand. With not 10 minutes before the end of the show, but I see you 407, I see you 919, I see you 734, I see you 732-810-248-313. Thank you for hanging out here on the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of the Thursday night open mic live. All right, we're going to keep it going. We want to hear you guys, so make sure you call in and share your voice here. But we're going to put to Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn up in the mix tonight with his weather report. All right, Detroit, let's check him out. I think you guys will love this one.
My weather report. Come here, my dear, and let me place my lips on you like raindrops falling from the sky. Let my lips pelt you like hot but gentle Jamaican showers. Feel my heat from my kisses, warming your cheeks like summer breezes. Tingles from my kisses will send shivers to places just below your ears and above your collarbone like fall chills. Feel the moisture from my tongue dripping on your nipples and traveling to all your ports of call. Let my winds blow, let them blow through you, let them blow through your cotton, your silk, or right onto your damp skin. Feel my tongue hit you like a wild wave crashing ashore into your love cavern. Close your eyes and see me as a man made from the ocean, big and wide, like an endless ocean rushing in and flowing out as if it's being sucked out. Can you feel that? Well, let me kiss you just like that. Let my body cover you with the force of a storm and make love to you with the power of a hurricane. Feel my heat penetrate everything in you and everything you have open like a bolt of lightning hitting you over and over. Let my nature sit you up and lay you down. Brace yourself, baby. I'm about ready to blow your house down. You need a break. Well, after you take a deep breath and wipe away the excesses of my reign, even blow me down. But sooner or later, I'm gonna build back up into a raging storm, a category 10. See, I'm the kind of storm that goes in one end and you think it's coming out the other end. The walls or your levees will be tested. I'm the kind of storm you will remember way back when you tell your friends, hell, you might even write a book about it. If by chance someone else is drizzling on you, close your eyes and go back in time. Remember the fairy of mighty erotic downpour. In the hottest days, when it's calm and clear and you think back to those gentle winds, but think about how fast you are caught up in the eye of the storm. Those winds, depending on how you move, will kick you up to another level, pushing and pulling in every direction. My hurricane ain't nothing but a spinning erection, looking for a soft place to land. You know a hurricane, it can pick you up, turn you around, placing your back against a storm. That will let me kiss you like raindrops falling from the sky on your spine. Feel those raindrops, baby, coming closer to your behind. You spread wide and brace yourself, because here comes the penetration of the ocean rushing in and flowing out again. But that second hit, the force of my nature, is the bolt of electricity that can cause a flood of me into you. Causes no destruction, but all that storming, it might cause a little swelling of the grounds around. No worry, baby. I'll kiss you where it hurts, just like gentle raindrops from the sky. So, my dear, come on over here and check out my weather. You like it hot? Well, let me tan you with the sweet strings of love drops. Have you been cold? Well, let me heat you up. You and I will be the friction that grinds to a flame, or a lightning bolt that splits a tree in half and ignites the fire deep within the underbrush. Has it been a dry season for you? Well, let me send you some moisture. Let me kiss you like raindrops falling from the sky.
That was amazing. That was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Weather Report. I thought I would give you guys a treat tonight. He's a spoken word artist and a musician repping the Washington area. Go, Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. All right, he definitely knows how to put it down. That was a great, great piece we shared with you. I am going to share another piece with you. I see you guys hanging out on the switchboard. I certainly appreciate your presence here with us. Select option one and let us know that you want to be heard on the mic, and I will definitely connect you in. But until then, I am going to get another piece in. One of my favorite, I always read it. I've read this a couple of times on the show, but I just absolutely love this poem. One of my shorter poems, because, my co-hosts always say that I'm very long-winded, but, all my words are worthless. But nevertheless, I am going to read this poem. It's entitled, I Am Love, and Love Is Me. I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the coals of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love blood stains. Because I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone because I am love and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free, and that is my peace. All right. We're going to, you know, you know how we doing here. We got to clap it up a little bit. You know, I feel kind of awkward clapping it up for myself, but, you know, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with a little clapping and showing yourself some love. That's my favorite piece of it. All right, Detroit and all our wonderful, wonderful global listeners, we're going to keep it rolling up in here tonight. All right, because this is what it is, Thursday Night Live open mic, so we got to keep it live up in here. All right, we're going to take our caller here. Caller from the 347 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Peace. How you doing? This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good, sis.
What you going to do for us this tonight?
I'm going to try something new. Okay, here we go.
All right.
I wrote a poem that looked just like you. So if you allow me to remove your heart from your soul so that when I talk to you, I could be in tune with your spirit. An infinite jazz note drafted from yesterday. As misery flipped inside out, spelled out Corinthians written in infinity's ink. I space float from the effervescence of your presence. Genetics greatest gift birthed this side of Anglo-Saxon. She was beautiful. Thoughts poetry is she. My queen of sanity. She had us reenacting Ephesians verse 14. For he is our king who had made both of our breasts become one. Our conversation rotated like the sun. Revolved around our comedic dialect in 360 earth seconds. She is truly God's blessing. Through his music. And even though we are his soul child, things just don't change. I am contaminated chemically by this chemistry between us. Because love without you is preposterous. Karma's inflated ego. I see I love with your attention. At peace with your DNA. Can't wait to take your hand and hold the walk with you. I messed up. Sorry. I messed it up. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you.
Alright. You can keep it going, brother. Or are you trying to find your place again? You still there, Kevin? Three, four, seven, are you still there? All right, that was Kevin. I know so many Kevin, so I don't know which one that was, but we certainly love the beginning of his flow because I was definitely feeling that, and it was penetrating my spirit because anytime somebody just really bring it to you, just sweet and tender like that, man, it touches you in the right part of your spirit. All right, well, Kevin, if you're still out there, please feel free to call back in and rock the mic again and just let it flow like it will flow. All right. We love you for calling in. And we are going to keep it going here. We're going to take I just want to show some love to all of you guys that are in chat room, all of you on the switchboard. Make sure you raise your hand like you just don't care because then I'll connect you guys in. I'm loving 732-248-313. All right, Michigan up in the house. 202, yes, 615, yes. I'm loving it, 909. Sometimes these switchboards start running together on you. But nonetheless, we're going to keep the show rolling up ahead. And you know how we have to mix it up. We have to give you guys a little bit of music up in the mix, too. So without further ado, I think I'm going to put a little Shaka up in the mix. How about that? All right, because I'm just feeling that right about now. I'm going to go with Sweet Thing because that's my song. All right. Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to Thursday Night Live Open Mic with your host, Mr. Stevie G. Couldn't be here tonight, but he sent his love, so we certainly appreciate him all the time because he's always holding it down with us, so we certainly appreciate him you know, and his commitment to the Poetic Energy Network station. I was like, that was Miss Chaka Khan with Sweet Thing, and we got to keep it going with some poetry up in here, y'all. I don't know what's been eating you, poets. You guys have been waiting to the last 10 minutes of the show and then just called in, and I see you sitting here and fellowshipping with me, but nevertheless, I appreciate your presence. All you guys in the chat room, we love you, we love you, we appreciate you here and all the support that you often give us. Before we go on, I promised one of my Facebook friends that I was going to make a little announcement, so I don't want that to escape me, the time to escape me without making the announcement. Well, we all know it's just a tragic situation around this Trayvon Martin situation, the young man that got brutally murdered in Florida. My heart goes out to his family. We certainly, just certain something that's definitely tragic that happened. But one of my Facebook friends, Mr. Monty Price, I'm doing this as you requested. They're asking for, you know, people to send out your love and support by sending in letters and cards. They're not asking for you for any money, but send out letters and cards to their attorney. You can address it to Ms. Sabrina Fulton and Mr. Tracy Martin, Parks and Crump, 240 in North Magnolia Drive. And that is in Tallahassee, Florida, 32301, and to the attention of Attorney Whitney Bryant. And I wanted to make sure I got that in for her. We're going to put it in the chat room as well. But make sure if you get an opportunity to send a card or a letter or just words of expression, you know, especially us poets, you know, we can send in something just to show our support and trying to bring justice to this young man, because it was something just definitely tragic. And every time I think about it, it brings tears to my eyes. But I'm going to try to hold up because we got a little more time on the show here. But this could have just as well been one of our sons, our daughters, our nephews, our, you know, cousins. And, you know, this is something that is just too tragic, and we definitely sending out our love and prayers up to this family. All right, we're going to put it in the chat room, and that was by request of Ms. Imani Price. We certainly love and appreciate all of you that support the show and sending your special requests. So we have to make sure that when somebody asks us something, especially regarding something like this, that we go ahead and make sure we do that. All right, with that being said, we got 22 more minutes remaining in the show. This is the Poetic Energy Network station that's bringing it to you live in the evening time with yet another Thursday Night Live open mic poets. All right, let me just keep on going and keeping our poets up here in the mix. This is by far one of my favorite, you know, young ladies. It's just something about the way she delivers her poetry, and, you know, I got a few favorites, of, you know, that I like, and I'm going to play them tonight, but this one I like in particular is You Again. All right, with Miss Jazzy Sedelec.
Baby, stop for a minute. Hey, baby, I was wondering, been like a light understanding on my mind now. I was wondering, do you want to take a trip around the city? You know, I'd do anything you want, baby, you know. To feel your car, won't have to take it, baby. You know, go anywhere, we can go anywhere. Alright, baby, you want to
I'm grieving the death of myself, so I mourn. Never wanted to be a woman scorned. Love, hate, I'm torn. The veil of loneliness I've worn, because most men are either in jail, on dope, or eating dog food. So most women fail, lose hope, or play the fool. I'm sick of hurting from body aches and mental scrapes, push beaten and bruised, underestimated, tested, and used. That's not the life I choose. Resilience has made me stronger. Let the bullshit live no longer. For the answer, I hunger. Feed me. Feed me till I'm full and can't stand it. The truth, I demand it. I don't want it sugar-coated or dipped in deception. Hold the assumption. Serve it on a plate of reflection. Self-reflection. Dispose of false perception. I perceive that you played the role. No applaud, but you can take a bow. So you wanted me, just not right now. And while you were feeling me, and I was feeling you, flaws and all, but you were only feeling my inside walls. I'm tired of the infatuation and lust. Whatever happened to intimacy and trust? I want a real man. I deserve this. Because my realness makes the fake ones nervous. I pray for a soulmate to the powers that be. That's why I'm holding on so patiently. I guess there's circumstances that keeps us apart. Separation anxiety, it gets so hard. I believe in love, so I keep the faith. I believe in happiness, so we work the way. I believe in happiness, so we work the way.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Miss Jazzy Sadelic. You know, you got to listen to those words to really kind of understand where she was flowing from. All right, you know, and that's one of my very favorite pieces of hers. We're going to keep the show going here. All right, poets, I guess the poet's just, you know, choosing to listen in tonight, but that's all right. You know, we appreciate the love, and I'm going to... I'm going to do another piece for you guys, and get off and pop it. Oh, you know what? While I'm trying to get that piece together, let me just play the Love Jones, Brother to the Night. You know, that's an all-time favorite. You guys know what that's all about. Let's get it in rotation tonight. Something, it's a blast from the past, whether it's something else about that piece. All right, you know, guys, got from the Love Jones, Brother to the Night. We're going to get it up in here in the mix.
All right, this is a little something I've been working on. It's new. I call it... A blues for Nina. Say, baby, can I be your slave? Got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar, or maybe queen of 10,000 moons, sister to the distant yet rising star? Is your name Yemiya? Oh, hell no, it's got to be Oshun. Ooh. Is that a smile me put on your face, child? Wide as a field of jasmine and clover. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. High on legs, that'll spank Jehovah. Who am I? It's not important. But they call me Brother to the Night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Trying to become the funk in your right. Who am I? I'll be whoever you say. But right now, I'm the sight, raped hunter, blindly pursuing you as my prey. And I just want to give you injections of sublime erections and get you to dance to my rhythm. Make you dream archetypes of black angels in flight upon wings of distorted, contorted, metaphoric jism. Come on, man. Fuck your man. I ain't worried about him. It's you who I want to step to my scene. Cause rather than deal with the fallacy of this dry ass reality, I'd rather dance and romance your sweet ass in a wet dream. Who am I? Well, they all call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh, trying to become the funk in your right. Is that all right?
Oh, hi, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Every time I hear that, whew, he's trying to be the bluesy. Oh, my goodness, that line right there just really, oh, my, gets me every time. That one is definitely a classic right there. All right, we're going to keep it going here, and I see that, you know, everybody is going to, you know, I guess everybody wants to hear my voice tonight. But that's all right. That's all right. But we appreciate the love. Okay, I'm going to do another piece for you guys. And go from there. How about that? All right. I call myself trying to find a piece I haven't done in a minute, and but that's all right. Let's go with Wet Dream Part 3. How about that? All right, a long day on the set, a few more hours before we can call it a wrap. Didn't need much. Just a power nap. Perhaps a 15-minute rest in the director's trailer would be best. I needed this quick retreat to regain my stamina, a moment to refresh. So to the couch I plunged, I fell into a deep sleep, more like a trance. Before me, an illumination of this statuesque man appeared. He grabbed my hand and said, "May I have this dance?" At first hesitant because he was dressed in his birthday suit. This wasn't no ordinary encounter. It was a hot pursuit. Piece by piece, he unclothed me until skin to skin he was holding me. With his acrobatic tongue, he played tag team with my lungs. And in the right place, he was well hung. Oh, yeah, I was about to get some. Fingers running through my hair, gazing in my eyes with that seductive stare. He placed my hands, you know where. I sized them up. He measured up. It was more than enough to fill my cup. He glazed my body with liquid marmalade. Then he began to suck, licking my pudding from front to back, driving me wild. I didn't know how to act. The stretch of my neck, the arch of my back, him riding me from the back to the front, that is what's up. We were cooking up an aroma of that funky stuff, slipping me but not losing his pace. In and out, in and out. He was working that finger, felt so good. Notes began to flow. I thought I was a singer. Laying me on the edge of the couch, slightly lifting me in the position of a downspout. He entered me and systematically he was riding me. The friction without intermission created an equation with a unique chemical copulation. This type of chemistry created an erotic potion. It was explosive. It started a fire that could not be quenched. Every time he hit me in the spot, the fire became more intense. It was blazing, oh my. Simply amazing. Sipping me, turning me, riding me, licking me, sticking me, riding me, driving me, colliding with me. Ain't no denying me. This man was satisfying me. Wait, wait, squeeze, squeeze. The sound alerted me. It was a door opening. I jumped up, rubbing my eyes, focused and in full zoom. There stood the head of security, Tannis, with his beautiful brown eyes at the door. His presence illuminated the room. It was a pleasant moment of deja vu, and this is when I knew that this was only part three of my wet dream. That is my piece. All right, I wrote that piece in 2009, I believe. Yeah, 2009 or 2008. I haven't read that in a while, but let me clap it up for myself. I see you guys here. I think you guys just want me to just call you out and just and just start opening up the lines just because. Thank you, Gemini. I love you for that. All right. We're going to keep the show going here. All right. I'm just going to call out number 615-631-910-248-734-313. I know y'all ain't just calling just to listen to me. All right. All right. 732. All right. We got 8 minutes remaining in the show. All right. Caller from the 910 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic Gee. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller 910, I hear you, but are you there? Are you ready to step up to the mic? All right, I guess not. Well, thank you for tuning in anyway. We're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 615, you're on the air with Miss Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? I'm sorry? Caller from the 615, you're on the air. Okay. All right, well, we're going to keep it going down the line. All right, caller 631, you're on the air with Ms. Poetic Gee. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, it's me, Strong Allen. How are you?
Hey, Strong Allen, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Oh, great. So what are you going to do tonight?
I'm going to do a piece called Enough.
All right.
Here we go. Enough when the I love you. When I need you, you're never around. Enough with the I got your back. But instead, I turn and a sharp pain knocks me down. Why enough, you ask, loud and clear? Because you can kiss my derriere. No need for loose tongues wagging around, just to be the clown that always seemed down. What, forever in a day? Maybe, just maybe, you will still be sane some way. Enough of all the names calling, game, just plain complain. Me always explain, enough with this, writing, you're tired, not excited. I'm excited, no, I'm tired of the lame playing game, zigzagging all around my heart. Fluttering, stuttering, even a fast start, releasing of the beast within, just to get in between these lovely knees. Bending, now standing, the same. Not sharing or showing that I even care. Enough of what? Enough of who? Enough of you? I'm all through, you fool. That is the end of my piece.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Strong Allen, for sharing that too. All right. Let the people know how to reach out and touch you.
I can be found actually here on Blog Talk every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. hosting an erotic sensual sheet here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Also, you can find me on Facebook under C. Smith Jordan. And you can Google and Twitter me. I'm all around.
All right. Thank you again, my sister. All right, we're going to take you the very next caller here because the time is far spent. All right. All right, well, we lost that caller. All right, I guess everybody's afraid tonight, but here's what I have to say to you guys. We receive you in peace. It doesn't matter if you call in, mess up, or anything like that. You know, nobody's here judging you because we all stumbled a little bit in our presenting sometimes, but that's okay. This not as a show of perfection. This is a show of love and embracing everyone in love and in the spirit of love. So with that being said, you make sure, you know, when you call in, don't feel intimidated at all. You know, just let it flow and let everything fall away like it should. All right, we are definitely coming to a close. And I just wanted to make sure everybody got the address to send that we put into the chat room. Many of you are in the chat room to send in your support for Mr. Trayvon Martin, the young man that, you know, everybody has been talking about. His attorney's information is in the chat room if you want to send in your support, a letter of expression, words of expression. Please do feel free to do that. Again, that number, you should address it to Ms. Sabrina Fulton and Mr. Tracy Martin, Parks and Crump, attorneys at law, 240 North Magnolia Drive, in Tallahassee, Florida, 32301. Attention attorney Whitney Bryan. And make sure you take the time out to show your love and support because this is something definitely tragic. And, you know, we just should definitely send up our prayers and our love and support of his family, you know, and with his family. You know, it's just something that I can't even fathom that, you know, happening to such a young man, but I get fooled every time I talk about it. But, you know, if you get the time, go ahead and make sure you show some love and support to that family. All right, well, we have just a few more minutes remaining in the show. Let's take another caller here before we go. Caller from the 407 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Caller, I hear you. You're on the air. Caller, are you there?
That's
you're
not
on
me.
The air. I'm sorry? All righty. Well, thank you for calling in and tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station. We do need to wrap it up. I just want to say to you guys, thank you for all Faith Poetry, Gemini 619, Guest 10320, MM123, Satoria Combs, Shanice Marie. We had a host of other guests that popped in and popped out. We certainly appreciated your presence here. Thank you to all those people. We certainly appreciate your love. And support here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Make sure you check out all of our regular scheduled shows that's aired weekly. We're debuting a new show this Saturday at 5 p.m., What's Happening with Marvin Jackson, so make sure you check that out. There's a show that's catered toward the fellas. Marvin has to be, he's a new host as well as my second producer on here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I certainly appreciate him. You know, so make sure you get if you get an opportunity to check him out this weekend. We also want to just send out love to everyone, and we appreciate your love and support always here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We understand that people can't come every week, but we certainly appreciate you when you do come. Make sure you look out for listen out for information coming up soon. We are coming up soon with the details of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards program that's going to be here in Michigan in the month of September, so make sure you listen in and tune in whenever you can. I'll be posting that information. We're almost grateful to put all of that information out there. Stay tuned for we have some upcoming new authors under the Mike and Michelle Publishing House, my company, Miss Strong Island with Sweet Nectar, an anthology of poetry and short stories. Mr. J. Crean, John Crenshaw with The Fusion of My Muse. Mr. Rick Harris, a.k.a. Verbal Skills, up in the house with his incoming first novel. He's also, he's already a published poet, and this is his first novel, and he chose to put it under the Michael Michelle Publishing House. And then we have Remnants of My Soul by Charles Frimonge. He's from Africa, so we are definitely looking forward to all of these upcoming. We have so many other upcoming authors that that will be coming under the Michael Michelle Publishing Company. So make sure you stay tuned and have a listen out for them, because we are definitely going to be making our marks and doing some things. We have some book expositions that we're going to this coming April and June, and then we have our new anthology, The Homeless Cry, and documentary that will be coming out relatively soon. Our book signing will be in Chicago. We are just waiting on the details and getting all the things finalized for paperwork and what we need to do. But we'll be making that announcement. We will have The Homeless Cry. We will be traveling with that documentary to 7 states. Repping 7 poets that's in the collection, and we will be giving the monies that we raise from those viewings to various homeless shelters or homeless organizations that cater to the needs of the homeless. So we're thanking all that are already supporting this effort, but we look forward to more support from many of you, and we will keep you abreast of what's going on with that. But with all that being said, we love you, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Make sure you tune in every week, the same place and the same time, that same number, but with different hopes and different topics, always coming to you live. All right, we're going to pick it out, Jazzy, with Mr. Yancey, one of my favorite jazz players out there. We definitely going to keep it in. Keep it locked with loving everybody, spreading love and unity all across the land. Good night, everyone. We love you. Till next time. Peace.